The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome to the show, folks.
Make our own whiskey and our own smoke, too.
This is your Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm James Kelso, your host, up here in North Dakota, here on October 28th, 2022. This is a live show. You're always welcome to call in at 512-248-8252. And son of a gun, you know, this lower voice seems to be hanging around. It looks like I had a voice change, not at age 16 or 18. I got my voice changed at 74. What the heck's going on? Anyway, I like it. Let's see, what can we put out there as food for thought? Well, of course, everybody's aware the exciting news that Elon Musk of SpaceX and Tesla fame is now the proprietor of Twitter, and he's already started doing some dramatic things. He invited Donald Trump to come back to Twitter, and Donald Trump has declined. And Elon Musk is a mystery. He's who knows what the full real story is on Elon Musk. He says a bunch of things that are great and are surprisingly, well, they're brave. You know, for a guy who is at different times he's considered he is the richest man in the world, he's putting his butt way out over the campfire with some of these things he says. Saying, for example, that the war in Ukraine should be resolved with negotiation. The fighting should stop. The dying should stop. Ooh, that's a very brave statement. Runs directly in the face of political correctness and the approved narrative. So, and he's done a bunch of things like that. So this could be exciting. It can't be a bad thing. Let's put it that way. Elon Musk taking over Twitter, and immediately he is apparently one of the first things he's done. He sees marched a whole bunch of the worst communists within Twitter onto the gangplank, and they've gone over the side of the ship. Wonderful. So stay tuned. Let's see what happens. Donald Trump has said today that he's a truth social man, and he likes that better. Let's go there right now. And let's see, other things that are going well. I'm very pleased that the some astute intelligence people in Russia apparently have, it appears, they may have foiled a dirty bomb, false flag plot being organized by the criminals of Ukraine. That is, when I speak about the criminals of Ukraine, I'm referring to the entire upper echelon of the government there. And that's great. That really ruined the party for these people who, the way the story is told, the way the Russian intelligence describes it, the Ukrainians had come up with the idea, and I'm guessing this particular missile is probably in place somewhere right now. They've done it. Filled up a missile with radioactive material. We'll talk in a moment about what a dirty bomb is. It's not a thermonuclear explosion. It's a bunch of radioactive material that's in a standard chemical explosion spread all over the countryside. The Russian intelligence says the idea, the Ukrainian plan, the false flag, is to fill a missile, fake the missile, make it look like a Russian missile by sticking some Russian components onto one of their own Ukrainian missiles, shoot that up in the sky over Chernobyl, and then have the Ukrainian anti-aircraft battery shoot it down. And then it would crash, of course, into the plant, crash it into the Chernobyl area, which is already pretty much a desert area. People don't live there. The results of Chernobyl are still make it a largely uninhabitable area, or undesirable anyway. Apparently there are people who are willing to live there. And then there you go, the false flag. Russia has launched a nuclear war. The whole thing fake, like all these other false flags. The entire thing fake. We're getting so used to this. But thank goodness somebody did some good intelligence work. Difficult now for this clown Zelensky to order the launch of this fake missile. I mean, he's been called out. If he does this exactly as the Russian intelligence described it, doesn't look good, Vladimir, Ukrainian pronunciation, baby. So that's good news. World War III averted. Of course, now we're getting up to the election. Today being the 28th, we've only got, maybe three more days in October, 7 days, and we got 10 days, really, a little more than 10 days, full days, between now and the Patriot tsunami. Oh, this is going to be so great. And it's accelerating. It's getting bigger and bigger and better and better. The people are getting more disgusted by the day. Think of it. What's happening to everybody in America who's not part of the elite, who are insulated from things like household expenses and grocery bills and so on, except for those people like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi? And the Democrat Party truly has become the party of the moneyed elite. Republicans are the working Americans. There's been a flip-flop of the two parties here. For people who have to buy groceries and fill up their gas tank, pay the heating bill this winter, every week is a new experience of anger and rage and disgust at the government. And the government is what now? It's an entirely Democrat thing. All branches of the government. So no wiggle room here for the American Communist Party. People are getting really mad, and they're going to vote the bums out. They're going to vote the communists out. So this is very exciting. This is coming up. What other good news have we got here? Donald Trump is just on a roll. He's got four rallies coming up in the next week. I wrote it down. One of them's close enough that I could actually, conceivably drive out there, but that's not going to happen, I don't think. Where's my note on this? That's the one in Sioux City, Iowa. That's about a 400-mile drive for me. I'll bring it up here in a moment. Here, I'll just get a new tab here. Well, let's go to the president, because he describes his upcoming rallies. So let me read these. Let me open my chat or my message page here. So if you want to come into the show, just call up the studio there in Round Rock, Texas. That's where you send your support, to republicbroadcasting.org. And due south of me here, about 1,000 miles or so, 512-248-8252. All right, 14. Oh, let's see. What's the most recent post here? Let's go to Donald Trump on Truth Social. He's got a post an hour ago. Speaking of rallies, on the eve of Election Day, President Trump will hold a rally in Ohio. He'll make an appearance in Vandalia, Ohio. I previously described it as Dayton, Ohio. I think that maybe those are adjacent places. On November 7th. Then going to an earlier tweet. President Trump, this is an hour ago, he posted this. President Trump will host a rally in Miami, Florida. That one's going to be at the... in an outdoor location there in Miami. All you lucky people down in that part of the country. And the other two rallies, I mentioned Sioux City, and there's one other. What's the other rally? It'll come to me in a moment. The president, an hour ago, posts this. Republicans are poised to seize the largest majority in 100 years based on new polls and projections. This is an article that the president is linking to on the Republic, excuse me, that's us, the Right Side Broadcasting Network. And in this article, as November 8th inches closer, the Republican Party is perched, I like that verb, perched on the precipice. Oh, now we're getting alliterative. Perched on the precipice, that'd be a good title, of making political history. According to a new poll from Fox Power Rankings, the GOP is on track to potentially seize up to 233 seats in the U.S. House of Representatives, to the Democrats' projected 202. Okay, let me write that down. Let's think about that for a moment. 233 to 202, and I think it's going to be a bigger spread. That's a 31 seat advantage. I'll bet it ends up being larger than that. But what's wonderful about that is that the new Speaker of the House, I hope it's not Kevin McCarthy. He's not as bad as Mitch McConnell. But I hope they come up with somebody like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, and there are others, especially people picked from the Freedom Caucus. But what it means is that if you have a few rhinos left over in that 233, they're not going to matter. You've got a clear majority, even with the rhinos voting with the communists, which they so like to do. Oh, get this. Incredibly, an analysis from Nate Cohn at the New York Times projects the following. If every district finishes 7 points better than the 2020 presidential election result, Republicans would come away with 259 congressional seats and almost 50-seat gain and the largest Republican majority since the Great Depression. And it's just looking good, folks. All the polls are showing Republicans, that's you, sweeping on November 8th. And There you go. That's a good article there. That's right here on Truth Social. Scroll on a little bit more here. Trump to stay on his Truth Social and amid the Elon Musk Twitter takeover. More alliteration. And this story, and this is posted, it's significant because it's being posted by Donald Trump. That's it's going through the mind of Donald Trump, and he's putting it on his page. This is his message to us. He says, former President Trump wished Elon Musk the best with Twitter, but stressed he will stay on his own Truth Social, a social media platform he touts as better, safer, and that he feels like home. And that it feels like home. Musk on Thursday completed his $44 billion acquisition of Twitter, tweeting before midnight that the bird is freed. Oh, you know where I'm going to go with this one. Okay, I've been doing this lately. Here I go. I can't stop myself. Let me see if I can. Okay. I'm not going to find it, probably. I'm not. I don't remember the song or the title of the song. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Okay. Here it goes. 1957. Oh, my goodness. I was 9 years old. This is our Twitter theme song. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Oh, all right. So that's what Elon Musk is up to. Let's see. Let's go back to the original article here. So he completed his $44 billion acquisition, tweeting before midnight that the bird is freed. In an exclusive interview with Fox News on Friday, Trump said, I like Elon and I wish him a lot of luck. I hope he does well with it. However, Trump added, I don't think Twitter can be successful without me. Unquote. Should Musk lift Trump's lifetime ban on Twitter, apparently he hasn't done that yet, the former president's account would technically be active. Trump declined to comment on if, ungrammatical, it should be whether, he would ever use it again. People have forgotten how to write. They don't teach it in school anymore. You know, they don't teach cursive handwriting to our kids. Can you believe that? Now, if you can't read cursive handwriting, what are some of the things you can't read? Well, how about the Bill of Rights? I have a very good facsimile of that on facsimile parchment on my wall here, right here in my house. Oh, you can't read the Constitution. Those four pages are off limits for you. I have facsimiles of that. They look very similar to the ones that are in the National Archives. And you can't read the Declaration of Independence. I think that's part of their idea, not teaching cursive. We'll be right back after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
But don't get me started, cause I can get right. I'll make a fight for forefathers' plan.
That's right. And the world already knows where I stand.
And I'm for the Bible, and I'm for the flag, and I'm for the working man.
There she is, Gretchen Wilson, and the immortal Merle Haggard. Let's return to Truth Social. I just saw this story. This is weird. I wasn't aware this has occurred. A guy was apprehended at Paul Pelosi and Nancy Pelosi's house in his underwear and charged with attempted murder. Let's see here. Booked on charges of attempted homicide. And several additional felonies. But he's found in his when the police arrived, he was in his underwear. And this guy in his underwear was how old? He is, I lost the place there as to his age. Paul Pelosi was taken to Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital, where he underwent brain surgery. The assailant reportedly was trying to tie up Paul Pelosi, quote, until Nancy got home. I just saw the story just now. The Gateway Pundit asks, what was going on? David DePape, or DePop, the accused, is allegedly the former nudist dude. Okay. And then there was a hot mic where a reporter on a hot mic after a San Francisco police press conference regarding Paul Pelosi. He's on the phone with a boss and he says, hey, so is this the dude that is a former nudist dude? Yeah, okay. Is it okay to say any of that stuff? Nope. Okay. I just saw this story. I have no idea what's going on. No, Nancy Pelosi, her career as Speaker of the House will terminate on January 3rd, 2023. She will be a lame duck speaker after November 8th, at which point her House majority will be whittled down to nothing. She will have no House majority. So she will become, we don't have to spend much time watching her ugly face on TV anymore. Let's go back. Let's go back to the president himself. He is posting. He gives praise here to Elise Stefanik, MAGA Republican Congresswoman from the state of New York. And boy, New York, this is amazing. It appears MAGA, not only will the tsunami sweep through the House, the Senate, it will also sweep through the governor's offices and secretaries of state and attorneys general. It will, the governor of Oregon appears to be about to switch from demon rat to MAGA. The governorship of New York State, Lee Zeldin may beat this Kathy Hochul dominatrix person. This is all so good. Now here's an article. The president is tweeting this. I don't know if this is a current story, but yes, it is. The president says, that's Donald Trump I'm referring to. He says, 100% correct. Exclusive. Hungarian foreign minister says the Ukraine-Russia war would not have happened under Trump. Now, forgive me those who speak Hungarian, I'm going to mangle his name. Peter, I'll just guess here. Zildjarto, somebody who has good Magyar, call me up and let me know the right way to say Peter. Zildjarto. I'll work on it during the break. We'll be right back after the break.
And everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There's a hole in this country where its heart used to be, and no glory is divided on fire in the street. They say building back better will make America great. If that's a wave of the future, all I've got to say, stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Don't keep shine. Your big mess away from me and mine. If you
keep
leave
your big
us,
mouth away from me and mine. John Rich. I got to meet him one time at the Republican convention in 2008 in St. Paul, Minnesota. And we were there with the Ron Paul Revolution. We booked 10,000 of us, just as well attended as the Republican National Convention. And we had entertainment. Our entertainment matched the entertainment at the Republican National Convention. John Rich, Big and Rich, were the big act at the Republican Convention. And it's so nice to see that John Rich is a Trump man. And Ron Paul was actually excluded. He was barred. He was a presidential candidate and barred from the Republican nominating convention in St. Paul. So Ron Paul booked an equal arena, the, it'll come to me in a moment here. He booked the arena in Minneapolis And was it the Target Arena? He booked, there were 10,000 of us, and our act, we didn't have Big and Rich, but we had Sarah Evans. You remember Sarah Evans? She's still performing. And she was live on stage. We had our own country performance. It was wonderful. And you know, I think it's been a while, 2008. I believe the MC, correct me if I'm wrong, any of you that were there, was Tucker Carlson. Son of a gun. Tucker Carlson was already becoming who he is today at that time. All right, well, this Hungarian foreign minister, let's see, what's his title? Foreign Minister of Hungary. And I'm looking at his name. It looks like it's pronounced Péter Szijjártó. Péter Szijjártó. Again, any of you Magyars out there, help me with that. Péter Szijjártó. And he is a member of Fidesz. Fidesz, what is that? That's the Trump movement party. That's Fidesz is MAGA of Hungary. And Péter Szijjártó is part of that. He said that if the 2020 election had played out differently, there would have been no war. Now think about that, folks, for a second. No war. Do you realize what's happening? The whole world is being crushed right now by the insane Biden administration. And Europe, especially, is being crushed. They don't have the natural gas upon which they have come to rely for all of their factories, all of their heating, all of their transportation. They're going into the winter without heat. The people of Germany are out cutting down their ancestral ancient forests and loading them in the trunks of their cars so they can burn their forests in their apartments and homes in the upcoming winter. Their factories are shutting down. They're in an economic collapse, all because... Oh, and they themselves are boycotting. Russia would be happy to sell them the natural gas through their pipelines. But no, we have the insane American deep state CIA, U.S. military blowing up the Nord Stream pipelines. That was done by the U.S. I mean, look at it, folks. The German government has announced they have investigated the blowing of the Nord Stream pipelines, but they can't report the result. It is a matter, in their release, they say it's a matter of national security that we can't release our results. I wonder who it could be. The Swedish government has also announced that they have investigated what happened. It was right on their territory, actually. The Swedish dominion over that part of the Baltic. They said, we've got the answer too, but sorry, we can't release the information as a matter of national security. Okay, what does that tell you? That tells you a lot right there. That tells you a lot right there. The United States government either directly blew up the pipeline with some Navy SEALs, something like that, or we were instrumental in getting it done by, we may have had a cutout, some sort of a cutout that could blow it up. Trained by us, equipped by us, delivered by us, or by the communists, not us. It's not us, not America's patriots, by the communists who've taken over the American government. It's Joe Biden and the American Communist government that has insisted that no Russian gas should be brought to Europe. And this is to punish the Russians. The effect has been it punishes the Europeans. They can't, they don't have energy. Their economies, their lives, their cities are entirely dependent upon energy. And the Biden Looney Tunes, they think, well, this is, this guy, what is his name? Blinken actually said this. This presents a wonderful opportunity for us to accelerate the transition to green energy. Oh, go for it, Blink. Go for it, baby. Windmills, solar panels? I don't think so. So they're punishing the European people. All of the European nations. Russia not particularly being punished because they have, by cutting off gas, they've driven the price of natural gas and oil through the roof. Russia is now selling that natural gas and that oil to other buyers, eager to buy that natural gas and oil. People like India, people like China, all the Asian nations. So, and some is, and others. So, very interesting. But Peter Szijjártó, the foreign minister of Hungary, which is very friendly to Vladimir Putin and to the Russian government and to Russia and to the Russian people. And he says the European economy is suffering. Europe is suffering. That is why the only solution for Europe is peace. But definitely peace will not come with this U.S. behavior. In order to create peace, you would need to talk. You would need to communicate, Szijjártó said. And he says, when you are almost 100% dependent on Russian energy sources, Russia is a reality in Europe, and Russia will remain a reality in Europe regardless of the outcome of this war. So, you know, we are definitely sure about this, that you, that if your presidential election, you Americans, had played out differently in 2020, this war would not have broken out. As much as I can be sure about things that didn't happen, I am pretty sure that this would have been the case, because we are currently, globally speaking, we are currently lacking leaders. President Trump was a real leader. If President Trump had stayed in power, this war would not have broken out. That's why we hope there will be some American-Russian talks in this regard. This is necessary to create peace. And Donald Trump has already offered to be such a go-between, such a negotiator for peace. I do hope that such discussions, which are necessary to finish the war, will take place soon. And skip down. He keeps repeating that if Trump had stayed in power, this, none of this would have occurred. So the point being this, all of this destruction of Western civilization, all of this, Britain is being thrown into a massive depression. So is Germany. The Western civilization is being crushed by the communists. But this is what they want. This is not a bad outcome that they didn't anticipate because they're stupid. No, they're very clever. And this is exactly what they wanted. They want Western civilization destroyed on its back. These are the communists. That the open borders that we have here in the U.S., haven't they been doing that in Europe for more than a decade? Hasn't the book, The Camp of the Saints, Le Camp des Saints, that book has been coming true. Flooding Europe with Africans, flooding Europe with Middle Easterners, flooding Sweden. Now, Sweden just had the victory of the Sverige Demokraterna, the Swedish Democrats, what are the Swedish Democrats? They're the MAGA movement of Sweden. Giorgia Meloni, with the Fratelli Party in Italy. What is she? What is it? What are the Fratelli, the brothers of Italy? They are the MAGA movement of Italy. They have just come to power. Wonderful. So it's happening worldwide. Donald Trump is leading. And notice, here's a Hungarian foreign minister. He is letting you know that Donald Trump is the leader of the movement of which he, Peter Szijjártó, is a participant. As of October 3rd, the U.S. has spent 52 billion euros in military, financial, and humanitarian aid in Ukraine. Now, wait a minute. That's three categories. You need a fourth. Military, financial, humanitarian, and oligarchical corrupt aid. And I would say probably most of the 52 billion has gone to oligarchical corrupt enrichment. Hungary has urged an immediate ceasefire and end to the conflict. So this is great. This is coming. Elon Musk, he has said the same thing. So the game is up for the communists. All these various things that they've attempted haven't failed, with one exception, which is the invasion of America by maybe more than 10 million people from all over the world. That's been successful for them. It's boomeranged. One of the reasons they're going to lose so big on November 8th is the American people have been horrified to see these hordes coming across an open border. But those people, they're here. Will we be able to expel them back to where they came from when we resume control of our own nation? It's an open question. We don't know. All righty. Go back to the president here. He has got, he points out, over 240,000 unverified ballots have already been sent out in Pennsylvania, a total mess. The Democrats are playing games again, he writes this 3 hours ago, because they know they are in deep trouble after unleashing skyrocketing crime, record inflation, a war against American energy, etc. Luckily, some great patriots and members of the state house are watching, this is in Pennsylvania, very closely. Be careful and vote. Then he salutes Jerry Lee Lewis, beloved by everyone, a real bundle of talent, energy, and everything else necessary to be a star. He just passed away. Our warmest regards to his wife and family. He will be missed. Yeah, Jerry Lee Lewis. He was a right winger. He was a good one. And does the Jerry Lee Lewis hairdo look a little bit like the Orange Man? I'm just thinking about it here for a moment. Let's take a look. Let's take a look here at what would be Jerry Lee Lewis's most famous performance? Here's one. Here he's on the Steve Allen Show in 1957. I'm 9 years old again. And here he is.
The whole gang of us on the show want to see for ourselves where all these wonderful Johnson products come from. So we're going to Racine, Wisconsin this week. We'll be seeing all you folks out at the waxworks in a couple of days. There's been a whole lot of shaking going on around here all day. And it's been as a result of a fellow dropping in by the name of Jerry Lee Lewis. As you know, you young folks especially, there's a hit record right now called A Whole Lot of Shaking Going On. It's one of those songs where you kind of get the beat and the feeling, and nobody ever will, I guess. It goes by too fast. But here he is, jumping and jolting, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, baby. Whole lot of shaking going on. Yeah, come on, baby. Maybe you can go wrong.
He does have Donald Trump's hair. Just a drummer, a rhythm guitar, maybe a bass guitar, and Jerry Lee Lewis, hair flying on a big white piano.
Come on over, baby. We got chicken in the barn.
Got to turn him down. All right. So we lost Jerry Lee Lewis, and the president salutes a kindred spirit in Jerry Lee Lewis. Hey, let's go to another kindred spirit. James in Vancouver. James, thanks for calling.
Yeah, this is the killer speaking from Faraday, Louisiana. Did you get that Hungarian pronunciation?
Did I get it right?
Well, yeah, I think you're pretty close. But some Hungarians would probably pronounce it Sziarto as well.
Okay.
That S, that can be a sure sometimes, depending on... there are some dialects of Hungarians.
Well, back in 1957, when Jerry Lewis, the killer, was singing that song, and a whole lot of shaking going on, I was 9 years old, and I had a stamp collection, of which I was very proud. And in my Hungarian stamp pages, I had a stamp. I had a stamp that said it was just a text on the stamp. So being the curious 9-year-old that I was, I investigated. It said, Talpra Magyar, Hia Haza.
Yeah.
That's what it said. And that was from a famous Hungarian poet. I forget the name of the poet, but a one, you know, a Donald Trump kind of a patriotic poet, hero of Hungary. And what that Talpra Magyar, that meant, attention Magyars, attention Hungarians, or wake up Hungarian. And then Hia Haza, your country is calling. And that fierce love of Hungary first, that's the key. That's what every people needs. The Spaniards, the Italians, the Swedes, the Danes, they all need to have a fierce family pride of who they are, of their identity as Danes or Scotsmen or Portuguese. They need to be fiercely proud of themselves and reject anybody that wants to invade their land. And that's what the Hungarians are doing. Don't try to, if you're somebody from the Middle East who wants to score pretty European girls, don't go to Hungary. They will usher you right on out the other end of Hungary on your way to Sweden, where, but see, that's changing too. Because this Sverige Demokraterna, the Swedish Democrats, they will send you, they'll kick you out the door too.
Right. Problem is, Hungarians are not a big nation. They don't have a large numbers, and also Hungary has always been an easy place to invade. So they have their problems too, I think, too.
Oh, of course. 10 million. 10 million. Yeah, not enough Hungarians. We need more. And, of course, the Viktor Orban, Prime Minister of Hungary, he's working on that. He offers pay and other incentives, tax incentives, to Hungary's women and men, to if you have more babies, you get your taxes forgiven and all sorts of payments for producing more Hungarians. And it's working. So, but that's the wave of the future that we hope will be the wave of the future. And we hope we got this going, James, all us patriots. We hope we got, we got enough shaking going on soon enough that we will avert the collapse of our civilization.
Yeah.
And it was.
By the way, Jerry Lee is one of my heroes.
Oh, great!
He's a genius.
Yeah, yeah. He is one of the great ones.
Yep.
Let's go to. I'm looking at Donald Trump's tribute to Jerry Lee Lewis, and let's see what else he's posting today. He says, "Now this is important, folks. Listen to this. Hear the agony, the suffering of Donald Trump, but what's being done to him? He doesn't complain. And but listen to this post. You can hear he is being tortured. Listen to this. He wrote this 11 hours ago. The only person who may be worse than weak on violent crime, Letitia Peekaboo James, this is this black chick who is a prosecutor in New York who's trying to destroy, she dreams of destroying Donald Trump, is the judge that we have on her ridiculous case against me and my family. His name is Arthur Engoron, and he is a vicious, biased, and mean rubber stamp. Listen to this. For the communist takeover of the great and prosperous American company that I have built over a long period of years. Now, let that sink in, folks. What did Donald Trump just say? There, the communist, Arthur Engoron, and his communist friend, Letitia James, they are working over the Trump companies, which are, you know, they were built in the state of New York. So they are using lawfare to destroy Donald Trump's companies. And here's how he words it. And, you know, it's not often that somebody, you know, he will call the judge that he has vicious, mean, in a communist takeover of the great and prosperous American company, that was singular, that I have built over a long period of years, his whole life. We'll be right back. Oh, we're not going to be right back. Jerry Lee Lewis is going to take us out. Hey, thanks, James.
Keep on rocking.
Keep on. See you tomorrow, folks. Oh, see you Monday, folks.
Yeah. Great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love the shoe. You're fine. So kind. Why don't you tell this world that you're mine. I choose my nails and then I twitch on my thumb. I'm real on earth, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.